listening to Wave Station, broadcasting out on the unceded ancestral and traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. This is Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. And, well, it's the top of the second hour of the show. It's a little more than the top, really, but who's counting, really? So, that song, Fingers, by a band called Wine Lips, and they're from Toronto. That was put out on an album called something about Magic Mushrooms. No, Mushroom Death Sex Bummer Party. Right. Put out in October 2021. Song before that one, Acid Brains by SBDC out of Vancouver. The Feeling of Winning was the title, and I believe that was put out in... Let me just see here. The Feeling of Winning. I believe. This is why it's always better to do all of the research, SBDC, before doing the show, right? 2020. Okay. So I'm glad I checked, because I was going to say 2018, and that would have been so wrong. A song for that one, Happiness by Thick, who's a band out of Brooklyn. They put that one out last summer. The release was called Happy Now. First song in the set, Neon Signs by an artist named Suki Waterhouse. They're from London. That's off of I Can't Let Go. They put that out in 2022. And apparently, my research assistant told me that they're in a band. They're in a movie called The Bad Batch that I need to see. Apparently, it's a really good movie. I don't know. Have you seen it? Okay, let's do the next bunch, and I am going to be figuring out. I might sub some stuff in, I might sub some stuff out. But yeah, let's just do this. Here you go. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Okay, that was the PSA. Can a PSA be a song? I wrote for Take Breaks by Brutal Knights. That's the PSA. Don't be afraid to take a nap in the day or whatever. Relax, take breaks. Brutal Knights, Blown to Completion, that was put out in 2010, and they're from Toronto. For some reason, that came across my radar recently. And there you go. Songs coming at you from 2010. Why not? Before that one, Torture, a Locals Bootlicker. And that's the compilation of their EPs, their singles, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Lick the Boot, Lose Your Teeth, Neon Taste Records, the EPs. So there are a good 24 songs on this. On this release. If you're a fan of Bootlicker, or if you think you might be, you ought to hit up Neon Taste Records and get yourself a copy of that Blown to Completion by, or sorry, wow, Lick the Boot, Lose Your Teeth. I can read. It's right here. the song before that one, Violence by Youth Brigade. That particular, let's see, that release was Sound and Fury, 1982. It was their first studio album. And wait a minute, I can't remember off the top of my head where are they from? Youth Brigade, L.A. Okay, Hollywood, L.A. Song before that one, Hypocrite by Béton Armé. They're out of Montreal, and that release was Béton Armé / Ultra Razia. I guess it's their demo, or it might be a split seven. I can't quite understand, decipher this, but it might have been a split seven of demos with Ultra Razia. That makes sense. And Montreal band, before that one, Chacun Pour Soi, Condor. French Oi. You can find on the Beach Impediment Records Bandcamp. It's singles of Condor 2017 to 2018. And they're French from France. Chacun pour soi, if you're curious, means everyone for themselves. Cracked, the Tights, backed with It and Cracked. That was put out in 1978. They were from Worcester. I think they were teenagers. And they could have been big, maybe, but it wasn't Faded. But because, I mean, that is a very poppy, lovely song, actually, right? So you could see how much potential they could have. Originally, the band was named The Jerks, and it says here, it's set in, I think this is from Discogs that I grabbed this, there's like parentheses, because they began writing jerky songs. Okay, so I don't know what a jerky song is, but I probably would write one. I could see myself writing a jerky song, yeah. Maybe I should start a band called The Jerks. How many other bands are called The Jerks, actually? That makes me wonder. Anywho, questions, and more questions piling up on Wave Station here. We need the answers. Who's gonna provide them? Maybe you. If you have an answer for any of these questions, hit me up at WAVYWAVE Station. That's WAVYWAVE Station on Instagram. I hate to say it, but that's the truth. Let's go to the next set now and see how much I can do. And hopefully it'll be a lot. Okay, here we are. Here we go.